Well, also this week, scientists in Japan have found a very strong link between higher levels of the metal lithium in tap water and a reduced incidence of suicide. Well, Hirochika Ogami and Takeshi Terao from Awita University in Japan led a team who measured the levels of lithium in tap water in 18 municipalities of a region of Japan called Awita. And they compared that against the rates of suicide among the million people who live there. And the study published in the British Journal of Psychiatry shows that between 2002 and 2006, in areas where lithium levels were highest, the suicide rates were significantly lower. Well, people with serious mood disorders like bipolar disorder are already treated with high doses of lithium, and that helps to stabilise their moods. But this study shows that at much lower doses, perhaps accumulating in the brain over time, this may also have a really positive impact on people's moods, including their suicide rates. The amount of lithium in drinking water ranged from 0.7 to 59 micrograms per litre, and the study clearly raises the issue of whether we should be thinking about adding lithium on the large scales to drinking water. And it's a sort of mass and involuntary delivery of medicine like that that's something that's no doubt going to raise a lot of hot debate about whether that's the kind of thing we should be doing. But the authors really emphasise that it's very early days. We need much more study to understand more about the effects lithium can have putting it in drinking water, especially since we already know it can have quite nasty side effects and can be quite toxic at higher doses.
Do we have any clues as to how lithium actually works? Because one big enigma in psychiatry for many years is when you give people lithium for things like bipolar disorder and also very bad depression, it makes people better, but scientists have always said they don't really know why.
Yes, absolutely. And we are still fairly left in the dark about that. But there has been a study also recently by Professor Adrian Harwood of Cardiff School of Biosciences in the UK. And they've actually shed some light on that whole issue of what exactly is going on when lithium is taken and what effect it's having in the brain. And they've published a study in the journal Disease Models and Mechanisms, and they've actually seemed to have pinpointed a likely pathway that lithium may act through, because they took laboratory tests on cells, cell cultures, and they found that it seems to be that lithium is inhibiting an enzyme called inositol monophosphatase, and that's IMPAs, and it seems that actually that reduces the production of another molecule called PIP3, and that plays an important role in controlling brain cell signalling. Now, a certain variant of the gene of IMPAs has previously been linked to people with bipolar disorder, and it could be that lithium is somehow counteracting changes in that gene and having that effect somehow on cell signalling processes. But the precise mechanism remain to be discovered, but at least now we seem to have a light shone as to where we should be looking in the future for further studies.
So fluoride for good teeth and lithium for a good mood. Thank you, Helen.